is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Monday and the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour. And I have, of course, my sidekick slash co-host extraordinaire. That would be Jimbo Bagan sitting next to me. So glad to have you with us. Those of you who are Facebook watchers and you are tuned in on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, thank you for joining us. Anybody can hop in there if you'd like and see us in action as we are broadcasting on News for the Soul. We also want to thank all of our listeners right now out there in listener land that are following us on News for the Soul radio. So I think that about covers it, Jimbo, except...
You didn't talk about your cards.
I'm going to right now.
And these cards.
I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. Now, this is how my grandmother taught it to me all those years ago. So I just want to make the distinction that this is not tarot. We're not using oracle cards or any of the other amazing systems that are out there. But you will be getting an angel card reading at the conclusion of your reading with me. So, Jim, I think you have some things to say.
Yes, number 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in for News for the Soul Radio. You'll call in, you'll get a message, you're going on hold, and you'll be on hold, which is, that means everything's cool. If you hear the show, it's cool. Nicole at headquarters, she sees you. You are on a list. You're not just sitting in a quagmire calling number 27 and nobody's going to know you're there. We know you're there. And we will try to expedite and get people through the show. Sometimes, you know, Nicole has a very tight schedule. So she has shows stacked up. So when it has to end, it has to end. But we're going to do our
best.
But
we'll do our very best to get to you.
We shall do
all
what we can do. And that's all we can do, you know. Yeah. All right. Also, at the end of... your reading, your actual intuitive card reading, we're going to give you a quick little harp sound, which means you're going to get a one card, just a last minute frosting on the cake, a quick little angel card reading, and then we're going to send you on your way. All right, so.
And you know, it's amazing how often that one card will resonate from what your reading can
show. Sure. And sometimes it might not have anything to do with your reading, but something else in your life that
yeah,
we did not discuss.
True, true.
Or maybe you don't know yet, and you have to think about it.
Very true.
See, I thought, oh, it was, let's take a look real quick. We didn't get a chance to look at that. It's Tooth Fairy Day today. That's interesting. Yeah. I wonder how much kids are getting now.
You know, inflation has really affected the Tooth Fairy. If you folks out there know what I mean. When I was a kid, you got maybe a quarter. If you were really lucky, you got 50 cents. Never a dollar. What are they getting now? Well, when my kids were losing teeth, they let me know, Mom, the going rate now was $5 to $10 per tooth. Now, I can only imagine what it is today. What, do you have to write them a check?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe you just do a Venmo to their account or something like that, or a Cash App to their account.
Yeah, maybe you do.
From the Tooth Fairy has a Cash App.
So what you find us for a day
dollar
for today?
Sign. Well, there's a couple of them. It's National Pecan Torte Day.
Never had one.
I never have either. But it looks, the picture still
looks
pretty good.
Quite good.
It looks like, you better like some pecans. It looks like it's all pecans. Which, you know, okay, Tooth Fairy Day, we already talked about that. It's an interesting one. National, oh no, it's called Be an Angel Day. Not,
yeah.
You know, so be an, you know, do something angelic to somebody, help somebody out day, which probably should be every day in theory, but you know. National Heroes Day is always a pretty cool one. This Rainbow Baby Day, I'm not really getting that. Take your cat to the vet day. Well, if it needs it, you know.
Hopefully you already did.
Yeah, and Plant Milk Day. I do like my oatmeal.
Yeah, oatmeal.
I mean, not my oatmeal, my almond milk. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't even have, like, a lactose thing. I think a long time ago, I think probably one of the doctors said, you know, dairy, unless you go pure skim, has got some cholesterol and stuff like that. So they probably suggested I cut back on it.
Your plant drink here.
No, I'm saying that's why I started drinking it, I believe.
I'm a soy girl myself.
Yeah, I like that stuff, too. Yeah. Now, but the soy milk, I have to have it at least have some kind of flavor. Well, I love it.
Oh, I've got to have vanilla. I can't.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the almond milk, I love it. Unsweetened and unflavored and everything. I just love it. She knows I go through that crap. So.
Hey, before we get going, I want to send out a public service announcement to everybody. Something that is just beginning to come to light. My intuitiveness
Bug.
Is telling me that somebody out there needs to know this. So I'm going to tell you that they have been finding cars that have a tissue tucked in where the, the handle is. And when you go to touch it and take it off, even if you just throw it away or whatever, somehow it's getting inside of people's skins what's on it. And it is a very toxic poison. So if you happen to touch a tissue somewhere and you're not feeling right, get yourself immediately to the hospital. And I wanted to send that out because somebody, I believe, tomorrow is going to see a tissue tucked into their handle.
Or maybe now that you said
and
this.
And don't touch the handle either. What? Don't just throw it and get in.
A lot of times these news stories spread ideas into people's heads. That's unfortunate, you know.
It is.
But, and I don't even know. I've never heard of that shit before, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I guess two different women so far have come forward on different sides of the country. So it's not just a fluke in their neighborhood. And I'm getting the feeling somebody needs this information. So just letting you know, if you got a tissue on your car, don't pick it up with your hands and don't touch the handle. It's contaminated. People are getting so evil.
I would have to, like, do a lot of digging to follow how really... That maybe that happened once on Earth. I just don't know. You've got two different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, on that note, let's jump to
Real quick, we have an international shout-out. Sienna. She's from Alberta. Alberta bound. Gordon
we love our Canadians here.
And Luna said a rainbow baby is when you have a baby after a miscarriage.
Oh.
So, and I'm surprised that little write-up didn't say that. That we looked at stupid thing, but I'm glad Luna, you know.
Thank you, Luna. I was thinking maybe it was when two same-sex partners get a baby.
I couldn't even guess in the world we live in. You know, they didn't tell me, and I wasn't going to dig. We didn't have time to dig through it, but now we know. We have
Thank
knowledge.
Thank you. We've all learned.
We got some knowledge. Okay, just boards are kind of a little bit glitchy right now, but we have a caller.
All right.
And I think we should go to our caller.
I agree.
423, Tennessee, 423.
All right, come on in, 423. What's your first
name? Hi,
guys,
it's Luna.
That is Luna.
Hello, Luna.
It is she who we just spoke of.
Yes. You're a celebrity
now,
Luna. Yeah,
when you said rainbow baby, I was like, I know what it is because I've had plenty of friends have rainbow babies.
Well,
so
cool.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that.
I guess I've had one, too. I never knew it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a nice thing.
That is a very nice thing. So, Luna, what's happening in your little corner of the world?
Well, I guess just for tonight, I just wanted to see if you could do a reading and see how my marriage is going to go. We still haven't heard anything from the marriage counselor or if, you know, he's even trying. I don't know. Because we have to, he's going to therapy himself. I'm going to therapy, but where he's going is where we have to go get marriage counseling, if that makes any sense. It's about the only place in our area that will cover us.
Sure, we understand.
Are they backlogged? Is that what you're saying?
No,
they're...
what he's telling me is they have to, that he has to go to therapy for so long before we can do marriage counseling. And he's been going for a couple months now, and I'm just like, well, you've been going for a couple months. Can we go ahead and start up now? He keeps saying no. So I'm wondering if I should call and be like, you know, is this true, or do I trust his word? I don't know.
Yeah, that's I can see why you're calling and asking. That's a tough one.
Is he able to hear this show, Luna?
He probably will, but it's fine. You know, it's just, not anything bad.
Yeah, right. It's not like you're planning a coup to call, you know, or anything like that, right? Or a hitman or anything.
No.
You just want information. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
and I want to tell all the newbies out there that I use a 24-card layout for each of the readings during the show. Not just a random pull of, say, three cards. I prefer to use the layout that I use in my private sessions. Gives me a bigger picture of, well, your life, really. And so for Luna, I am right now laying it out.
Cards are going down.
That's right.
Let's see what we got here.
What, Luna, let me ask you. Will he be angry if you call up over there?
I mean... He might be a little irritated, like, for me to check up on it, but I'm like, well, I just wanted to know for my sake. Like, make sure, because he's in the past been, like, he'll tell me he'll do something, and then he doesn't do it. So, for me, just to follow up.
I think
you
should. There's a air of secrecy around this, and it does not appear to be bad. I mean, he's not out, like, prowling, massage parlors looking for a happy ending.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's not like that.
Love you a long time.
Yeah. But it is something, and I'm not sure that I don't feel that he's necessarily showing up to all of these. He might be taking a walk. I don't know. It might not hurt. You know, first of all, there's a very good saying that you could put to use here. Never hurts to ask a question that you already know the answer to and then see what you get. So if you call over there, then you might ask your husband again, hey, how's that setting up for marriage counseling going? And maybe they already told you that he just doesn't come off. And then I don't know what they're going to tell you the truth. I'm wondering if the HIPAA law will
kick
in there.
There could be, we're not telling you anything, but you know what? It's a phone call.
Do a phone call, and you can find out when you can schedule your marriage counseling.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense, but who am I? Like I said, we're not experts in that field at all.
I do want to tell you, he feels he's right here in the middle of your cards. He feels as if he is failing you, Luna. And it could be over the case, could be over other things going on, financial. You know, the first thing that kind of hits a man hard is not being able to take care of his family, unless he's a slug and just wants to play video games all day. But your man strikes me as somebody who really gets a lot of personal esteem out of being able to take care of his family, out of making enough money. And what he's doing now, just schlepping stuff, I don't think that really meets his needs. And he is looking like he's really sorry that he's turning out to be, well, in his mind, I hear the word, a dud of a husband. And I don't think that's the case. You're going through one of those periods where it's like you're being built from the inside up as a couple. And you've been married, what, like 6, 7 years or been together?
Together.
Yeah, we've been together 6 years, been married 5.
Okay, so you're in that place now where it's not all the...
Yeah, the honeymoon's over.
Basically.
Honeymoon's over. Everybody knows everybody. Nobody has any little hidden quirks anymore. Everybody knows what color racing stripes they have on their underwear.
Is that what they're called? So, give us an angel card, Jim.
Oh, wow.
I think the Luna...
Caught me off guard. I was not ready.
It's good that you're calling up to find out, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good question, and
yeah.
I get the feeling, like I said, not an expert here, that they're going to just say, hey, we can't really talk about that, but we'll see. Hey, it's just a phone call.
But it's about her marriage counseling.
I know. It's just it's nothing to lose.
Okay.
Okay, here, let's go with this. And let me put my glasses on so I can not act like a third-grade reader. Look at, they make the colors the same. They use
the
yellow,
yeah,
and then they use a different shade of yellow. It's like, really? Are you trying? And you know, if a person was truly colorblind, probably couldn't even read that.
Yeah, probably not.
They just look at one color.
Okay.
But anyway, subject, brilliant idea.
Okay.
Ooh. Archangel Uriel, yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition.
Good one, and I think that is definitely confirming that your idea needs to be followed through.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes... That was the first one I pulled. I didn't even get to do it. I just did a quick little, like, three-card cut, and law, effing law, like they say.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Well, Luna, good luck to you, but I really think that love is going to win overall, okay? So take care.
I might not. I'll probably give it another week, because, you know, if he does watch this, he'll be like, well, I watched the show, and you're going to do it, and I'm not going to be able to surprise him. So I'll give it. I know he goes to his appointment soon. So I'll wait till after that one and see if there's been any change. And if there has, then I'll give a call.
And Luna, Jim's got a brilliant idea.
If he's watching, he also heard this secondary plan.
Yeah. So
he has a mind of a gnat. He has a mind of a gnat. He'll forget.
Oh, he's got my memory.
Yes, you both have the same itis.
Yeah, I have. Well, she said about a gnat. I said fly. Same thing. I got the memory of a fly.
And what is it? CRS? Can't remember?
Yeah, CRS. Can't remember. Beep. Can't remember. Beep. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank y'all.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were the first caller.
Yes. Take care, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. That was good.
Matt. I like that.
Oh, and I get it. Like, basically, an insect that doesn't have a large life. So that's why I always said a fly. Same thing. Because what's the opposite? A memory like it. Women have memories like elephants.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, when it comes to the right situation, the right argument, it's like, oh, what about that girlfriend you had and you talked about when we first met and you lied about what you guys did. Like,
and I remember
about?
What you wore.
We were dating.
That.
We were dating and I lied about an ex-girlfriend before we even got married.
If you
lied about it.
If you men could only see our mental filing cabinet, it goes back for years.
Yes. All right. So we got some electronic shenanigans going on here. We do.
Okay.
So I'll open the floor. We're getting email readings sent to us, and I'll open the floor to the Facebook folks. I already typed it in. But right now, we're going to the emails that Nicole gets.
Great. Thank you.
Angela in New York would like a reading about her weight. Why can't she drop the extra pounds?
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to have to do this without any info.
And I've got to do this with a medical disclaimer on this, because if it possibly is a medical issue, all I can do is suggest.
Yep, true that.
I can't analyze or diagnose. We don't have the credentials.
Yeah, we don't have the credentials really for any kind of legal type subject, medical, legal, anything like that. We don't have it.
But a lot of us can relate to Angela's question. I don't know if we just all snacked way too much during the pandemic.
And every human body is different. That's why they tell you to visit your doctor before you start a weight loss plan, because you could have other issues. You know, they always say that. Everything on TV says that, their disclaimer, so they don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Go see your doctor.
They've got all these different quick fixes, Golo and...
Well, sure. And, and there's also, you know, there's a lot of... It's not necessarily Bob eats too much. Sometimes there's a lot of other physical factors that could cause them, or some medication he's taking.
Metabolism.
A reaction to medication.
Thyroid.
I mean, there could be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's why
age.
They say go see the doc. Because that way if you go see the doc first, they're going to say, well, here's the deal, or, well, you're fine. Go ahead and exercise and lose weight.
Do you really think that all doctors want to cure their patients?
Yes.
You don't think that they may want to kind of drag
Not your general practitioner doctor,
To make more money, no.
No, I don't think they all don't. I think they do like the money, but they want to be successful because they're still going to make money.
Okay, well, I think we've got it. And Angela, you'll probably not like this. Probably make you gag a little bit. It says, get more activity, girl, in your life.
No,
that's what it's saying.
Well, then maybe that's it. Sometimes we think we're active, but we're not.
I have this magnificent treadmill in my laundry room, and it's got all the bells and whistles, and I can have a trainer, and I can, walk Mount Everest if I want.
Oh, yeah, it automatically incline and do different things automatically based on the course.
And you know what? It holds clothes beautifully.
I have stood on it many a time to hang a picture.
Yes, and I think we buy all this stuff with great intentions, and then we're like, I don't want
to. We're hoping that the tool will provide us the motivation. I got this tool. Once it gets here and it's in front of me, and now all of a sudden I'm going to be an exercise junkie. Our hope.
And look at all the stuff I've got.
Well, look at...
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it the name, but that one bike out there that begins with a P?
Yeah.
They had like the most kick-ass marketing team on earth.
Oh, they did.
And they had COVID.
And they,
COVID.
And people...
Because all the gyms shut down and they said, oh, no problem. Look what we got.
We'll sell these like they're going
out of style. For $4 billion.
So for Angela, you're right here, Angela. If you pick it up, you know, some people do little tricks. Like, for instance, if you're going, say, shopping, find the farthest parking spot you can find. I know we don't want to, but it's tricking us into walking.
Yeah, there's things. And then,
get a Fitbit.
And it depends on your physical abilities and limitations. Stairs instead of elevators, things like that. But maybe your knees are bad, so you can't exercise.
You see that?
That could be a – that's what we don't know about these email readings.
Yeah. But these cards are saying she's going to find all kinds of results with more activity.
Yeah, and that could be relative. Sometimes, some people
swimming is okay for knees.
Swimming is okay for the...
Yeah.
Yeah, for there's no impact.
Weight loss.
All right, this came up twice in a row.
Then it's for her.
And it has nothing at all to do with this reading, but it could still have some resounding effect. Indigo and crystal children. Archangel Megatron, you have a bond with children. In particular, you can help children who are sensitive. So this is about you and not necessarily your... It's definitely not about your weight loss thing. This is about you and you alone.
Well, you could get a child. You could lay down on the floor. You could take that child like it's a... what do you call them? The weights?
Barbell?
Yeah, and do like... pull-ups or push-ups or, I don't know, I'm just being silly here. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, right. If you got it, sometimes if people have babies or toddlers and stuff, they're limited on what they can do because when the toddler's all running around, you can't leave that sucker alone.
You don't want to go out and invest in a bunch of free weights that are going to bulk you up a little bit and help you lose weight, use a bag of potatoes.
Yeah, and a lot of people will put depending on the age, if it's
a
very, very small baby that's not walking or can't walk fast at all, you put them in a stroller. They have different types of strollers. You can walk fast. They have
ones
for running. They have the bike or the bicycles where you can have a little kid in there with you.
Sure.
It all depends on your level of physical activity.
Well, even the cards are saying to Angela, if she just increases it some, like maybe 10, 20%.
Oh, I think any doctor, any person on earth will tell you, you have to take baby steps in the physical world.
Yeah, get off the Kit Kat bars.
Right? You're not going to go from couch to 10K runs. That ain't happening. Yeah, you're going to just do small things to work up to whatever your
goal
is.
That's what you can do. You know, start with 10 sit-ups or 5 or 3.
Yeah, or 1.5 or a half.
Yeah.
Just a half. Maybe do like 5 little halves. You know, a little like, I used to call them crunches where you don't come up all the way.
But don't do what we used to do years ago. We'd live on things like soda crackers and milk just so we could wear a tiny size. I remember a particular 10-year period in my life. That's all I ate, except on weekends. I had all the beer and pizza I wanted.
Yeah. Well, because the body is smart. And the body says, oh, food intake is low. We must lower the metabolism to keep the human body alive.
True.
So if you starve yourself, your body counteracts and says, whoop, we're lowering the metabolism.
You men will die off faster than we will because we have a higher fat content where we can live longer in a starvation
atmosphere. Oh, I think
atmosphere.
Because, you know, way back in the prehistoric, I don't know about prehistoric days, way back in the early man days, men would go out and do some stuff and probably didn't come back from hunts and stuff. And the women had to take care of these kids. They had to be fruitful, alive, and healthy to take care of these children.
So they, and
I mean, they did their work, too. I mean, they were doing everything in that, you know, they were getting water. They would go help gather. You know, they did a lot of stuff, too. But the actual hunting was pretty much the dudes. And sometimes things wouldn't work out so good on those
hunts.
And
they didn't show up.
Yep.
All right.
All right,
we are
anyway.
Way off the topic.
Well, that's okay. We're at the hump.
I know.
So we're going to go give that disclaimer again. Remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that's our disclaimer. Right?
Yes.
And real quick, just let everybody know, we have the electronic snafu thing going on. We've had it ourselves.
Yeah.
News for the Soul is having it right now. It's the world we live in, you know. What was it? Back in the days, in the early electronic days, things could be weather interferences,
like
could be
dial-up.
Bad, or just crazy crap. And I remember a long time ago, this is like, well, it seems like back in the 70s, okay, maybe early, I think it was 70s, there was one time that like a Monday Night Football game just went off air. I'm like, what's going on? I was like, somebody walked up and just found a big major power plug and just pulled it, some random person, and just shut it down that simple.
Damn. But,
so electronics are,
They
still have little simple little problems sometimes. You know,
we'll just roll with it.
It is. We have lots of email readings. We've opened the floor to our Facebook folks. They come and they go. We have Katrina from the land of Aya.
Katrina,
international shout out. Welcome. We know it's very late there, or very early. Well,
no,
actually, it's still very late. It hasn't changed the day yet.
Yeah.
Right. It's about 11:30 something at night. Getting
and
ready.
And we honor you for coming because if you work early in the morning, you're losing some of your shut-eye right now. So thank you.
All right. So we're going to rock on. Rock on. If I get a Facebook question, we'll work you in with the email readings or when we get a phone call when they start rolling in. Okay, we just did Angela, New York. And now we're going international.
Okay.
We're going to Leanne in Ontario.
Ontario.
I remember the many years ago they had vacation commercials on the TV and they had all the song for them. What do you see for me this year coming?
Okay.
What do you see for this year coming for any new live interests? It says live interests. Maybe it's supposed to be love. I'm assuming that's a typo.
Love interests. That's
gotta be
what
love.
I would say.
Gots to be love. You know. Plus, when the people send these emails, so computers will start auto-typing.
Sure, they do.
And they pick, because you accidentally hit I, and it doesn't tell you. That's the thing about spell check. If you type a real word that's wrong, it says, hey, spell check's that. It doesn't care about the grammar, you know. Yep. So basically, love interest, that is, that's Leanne in Ontario, and it's this new year coming.
Oh, yes, and that's above where we were born and raised, Jim, correct?
Ontario?
Above Duluth. Ontario was...
Well, their provinces are giant, all of them. They have one or two that aren't, but I mean, they're big. So yeah, that is... Ontario is above us, but it's big. It's above a whole bunch of states.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder Bay's up there in Winnipeg.
Well, Thunder Bay is the closest any kind of a city that was close to us, right across the border, so to speak, from Duluth.
But, oh, my gosh, the nicest people ever. You know, you'll actually be shocked that somebody working a convenience store can actually be nice. Where in the big city, they're kind of like, what do you want?
Only thing I can say about that is, when the last time have you been to Canada?
Oh, God.
There you go. So
in
we don't know anymore.
My dreams constantly.
Last time I was there was in the probably mid-80s, so there you go. That's a long, long time. We're coming up on almost 40 freaking years.
Of being here? No.
Since the last time I was there.
Oh, my gosh. Could be a whole different country now.
I'm doing the wrong. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, yeah, it is.
Okay, for Leanne.
Okay,
Leanne, what I'm seeing here is you are coming to a crossroads where you're going to have to make a decision. And it's like either one kind of sucks as a decision. First of all, here's what I'm seeing. You could have a very active social / romantic life, but your heart is going to take a beating. And there's one way using the tools of choice and change, which we use in this particular method, there is a way to avoid that.
Yes.
And that is simply realizing the winning move is not to play. So you may face a real dry spell here if you choose to go that way.
And it's hard for people to not make a move.
It is.
The hardest thing is to not choose something. But even when you don't choose, you still have made a choice, right, Rush? All right, anyway, go ahead.
The problem is the prospects here for Leanne do not look good. They look like quite a few liars, players that would enter your
portrayers.
Life. Manipulators, sleazeballs, you know, whatever you want to
just, yeah, just the ones that are not your soulmate, because that's what you're looking for your question.
Yes, but there is one that will be coming, however it's going to be after. So I'm thinking, okay, we're heading into the fall, going into winter.
Yeah, we don't know if she meant the next 12-month period or the next or the new year.
Yeah.
Starting January. I'm thinking she needs the next 12 months, so that's what you're looking at. So I agree.
I'm thinking she's going to have to at least let up to spring pass, and it would be late spring.
Far. I mean, it sounds far, but you know.
In the meantime, get involved in a nice activity.
Just keep on, keep
learn
on.
Learn something.
Or,
you know?
Yeah, do what you got to do. Go on with life and don't let that hang over your head.
And look for the lesson. And what I often find most times in cards is the lesson is learning to like yourself by yourself.
Yeah, because you got to look out for number one, because there's a possibility that nobody else will ever be around to do it. I'm not saying that's some kind of foreboding, you're screwed thing. I'm just saying always plan for the worst. The worst thing, you know, like yourself. Make sure you're happy by yourself.
Yeah, well.
Otherwise, you're going to be a codependent person if you're not happy
by
yourself.
Well, and the thing is, yes.
You're going to latch on. Hey, that's a nice person. Latch.
A really big lesson for all of us is learning how to be alone.
Yeah.
And liking ourselves. And that's what I see for Leanne. She's facing a period of that learning to be alone.
Yeah, and some people, everybody looks at that word differently. Some people think alone means I just stay in my apartment and never leave ever and ever. And some people say alone means I don't have a long-term relationship. Alone is not necessarily having that person you could call a boyfriend, a soulmate. But you can still go out and have friends. You're not that kind of alone.
And I'm not telling her that she has to be celibate.
Right. And you don't have to be celibate. You don't have to be a recluse.
No, you can sexercise. Just don't fall in love with somebody that really isn't going to be compatible. All right? So that's my advice to Leanne.
Yep, I like it. I like it a lot. And we're going to roll right into the angel card real quick.
Angel card.
I think this goes along with it. Breathe. Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
Very good. Very good.
Very good, very good. All right, we got a caller, but I actually...
Oh, somebody?
I lined up a Facebooker first.
I think we can squeeze that in.
Otherwise, I am going to be a bad person. I'd be like a prosecutor, like a district attorney making a deal and then reneging on the deal. Can't do it. Wouldn't be prudent because nobody will trust me again.
That's right.
All right, but real quick, it's Katrina, and she wants to know if she'll ever meet her soulmate.
Katrina.
And that's Katrina
soulmate.
In the land of Ire.
Yes.
So she may not be here because she's 999 time, but... We'll just go with it and call her. That's on hold. We got you. We're not gonna dust you. Just be patient, please.
Now, let's remember, as I go into this, there are many different types of soulmates.
Yep.
I think she means in terms of...
We think that 90% of them mean...
Love mate.
An actual, like, a marriage situation or an actual marriage or one just like it, a forever partner, lover, husband, wife, whatever, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, just because you're with somebody, let's say you married somebody when you were 19 or 20, and now you're 40, and you're realizing... Hey, this is not my soulmate. That is a natural progression that happens, specifically after you've been a breeder and given birth to children. Now what? Okay, those kids are going to grow up and leave home.
As if you did your job, they left the nest.
Yes, and a lot of people do part after so many years together, realizing that they are not with a soulmate connection. Okay, got it.
Roger that.
All right, don't drop, caller. We're coming to you. What?
Like they have a choice.
You stay
like
there.
They have a drop button. Oh, I was about to hit the drop button, but Deb told me not to drop, so no, I won't.
We'll find you. Yeah, we will find you.
Well, I know your area code. But that the area code I saw, there's a lot of people in that area code. So.
Oh, Katrina.
Anyway, let's go.
Katrina, you are going to have your choice of two
Katrina
men.
Katrina with a C. That's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it in Belfast.
It's not Katarina.
And
what?
It there. It's not there.
Oh. Oh, right. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Deb, she never likes to stay in her lane. You don't see me grabbing her card and start moving around, but she likes grabbing my stuff. I need to put up like a barbed wire fence here.
We're kind of wild tonight,
ooh,
you know?
Can smell the...
Yeah. Maybe it's the Reaper peppers. What are they? Where are they from? Carolina?
Yeah, we got... We were making beef jerky, and it was... marinated in a bunch of stuff, including Carolina Reapers.
Okay, now I'm
anyway,
gonna,
back to her.
I'm going to answer a question really quick. The one you are thinking of that makes you wonder, Katrina, is not one. That is not your love partner soulmate.
Hmm.
All right? But it's going to be between these other two, and you're smack dab in the middle.
Mm.
Right between them. They're both looking at you like, well, what's it going to be? And I'm just going to tell you, choose wisely. One is younger than the other. That doesn't mean the older one, you know, is definitely made of all kinds
all
of
it
wisdom.
Means is, all it means is that's a physical age.
Yeah.
Right.
So I really think you're going to go in the direction that you should. Trust yourself. But the one you're thinking of, don't do it. He isn't looking at you. He really kind of disregards you. You don't need somebody
that's
like that.
It's a negative ghostwriter.
Yeah, that's right. So take care. And angels are coming.
Yes, and I know that you can pick up archives on the News for the Soul Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
And same goes for Facebook folks that are getting readings that don't know anything about this. We repost the show and they stay there forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, relationship harmony.
Oh.
That is the subject of her angel card reading.
My goodness.
Archangel Raguel. Wait, that's what I'm saying? Raguel?
Okay.
I can say it like I'm French, but I'm not. Okay. We angels are opening our hearts, opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
And here's the trick. Find the one that you can be, or pick the one, I should say, that you can be yourself with.
Oh, she thanked us. Oh, I'm glad you were still there.
Oh, great.
Yes, because it's getting late.
If you have to put on airs, if you have to pretend to be who you are not, forget them.
Yeah.
Get the one, go for the one that doesn't care if you're don't have your makeup on, your hair's a mess, you're wearing clothes with all kinds of, you know, that look like Swiss cheese because they're so old. That's the one. That is the one.
Yeah, you want to be able to be yourself.
Absolutely.
First date, maybe, you know, people are people. But eventually you want to be quickly to the point of being yourself and being comfortable.
Well, the first date is like an interview.
It is what it is. We understand it is what it is. And people are like hemming and hawing and everything they should do and say, you know. But after that, if it's meant to be, you quickly can be yourself quickly.
Yes, exactly.
And if it's still awkward for a long time, probably not going down
the
proper road.
Right.
All right, we shall take the next caller.
Here we go.
Because we actually have two now. The electronic situation is a little better. We're going to area code 678 in Georgia.
Georgia.
678, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. What is your first name, please? Georgia.
Hello, 678. maybe they held the wild and they're not really sure.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
here.
So are we.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Jaylen, you guys from Atlanta.
Atlanta, yes,
oh,
I saw that.
Oh, good to have you with us.
I said it's a big area code.
No, we've just talked to you before. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
You've talked to me a million times, I feel like, and you talked me down off of the ledge a few times. So,
so to speak.
Yeah, that makes me feel very good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, now that you've got me all buttered up, what would you like to know?
So I've been talking to you about me getting a job, and I got the job that you told me I was going to get.
Oh,
I actually
start
this coming Monday, not today, but the coming Monday, I start. So I would like to know how my first 90 days would go.
Oh, wonderful.
That's a super awesome question.
It really is.
Yep.
And if the cards are, you know, say, not so positive, you can change that.
Or
Right.
It's so early on, you want to keep on checking in on that, too. Because you're just getting ready to walk in the door, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about the whole thing. So.
Oh, I'm thrilled for you.
I mean,
really.
My current job I've had for, what now, 24, 6, 7, I don't even know anymore, so many years. But the first few days, like any job, is like, the jury's out. I'm not sure I like this. They like me. You know, you're just kind of existing at the time, trying to figure everything out.
Well, and you also.
I wish I could say 20-something years. I wish I could say I've been in a job 20-something years. That's a blessing.
It is, but you know, it's not the way that our society goes these days.
Well, not.
They jump around.
They jump around to a certain point, and then eventually somebody pulls the trigger, typically.
Yeah. To keep you.
I mean, yourself. Eventually, you depends on where your big goals are, if you have a plan. You might wait until you're like 35 and say, all right, I can bounce around until 35, but then I want to get this job, retire, and I'll still be 55 or 60, whatever your goal is.
Well, I'm past that, so I'm just struggling to maintain.
Hey, I'm with you, too. None of us here are doing any job jumping anymore. That ship has sailed many moons ago.
Right.
Okay, now what we've got here. Remember back to when you were in school. Long time ago. Do you remember when you'd maybe go to a new grade or you'd join a different class that you didn't really have many friends in, but you could see where the cliquishness was? And these people are a little clicky. And they're going to be sizing you up. Okay, and they are just going to seem a little cool. So you just be your own bubbly self and show them who
Bottom line, everybody's going to kind of be feeling the waters, both sides.
Yeah.
They're going to be feeling you out. You're going to be feeling them out, that means it's a normal thing then.
They're also big gossipers. So I would try to stay away from the grapevine if you can.
I would imagine that's... Like 90% of the workplaces.
Right.
It is the nature of the beast when you have humans with mouths.
It's so true. Just stay Switzerland, you know.
Oh, you have to be Switzerland for a long time.
You really do.
Don't
make any controversial comments.
No.
Don't say you like Trump.
It doesn't even matter. Don't even say like somebody's
Switzerland,
trying to tell you
because
something.
I try to be myself, and sometimes that does get me into trouble because I'm talkative.
Yeah, but you just got to be a little careful the first few days, the first week, or however long you think it takes.
Get to know the characters you're dealing with.
Because if somebody, a lot of times when you get a new person, we've had them, they come in and they instantly come in with some kind of attitude, and you're like, that's not how a new person acts. I now dislike you.
Because they think they know everything?
Yeah, you think you're not even trying to fit in or trying to learn anything. You're trying to act like you know something more than we do. Screw you, I'll never like you again.
You know what? A lot of times, that is insecurity, inside out. So they're trying to be big man on campus, but really they're just a little pipsqueak.
Or they're very narcissistic, and they think.
No, true.
They think they're God's gift to whatever.
But I think you're going to make a really nice female friend there. And whatever position you're filling, whoever was there was somebody she cared a lot for.
That makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
It does. Okay. A lot of times it does. You have no control over that, of course.
No, but she's really going to take to you. And this is one that I feel you can share many confidences with. Just make sure, as you're getting into that she is truly the one that I'm speaking of. I think you are a pretty good judge of character yourself.
Yeah, and keep, now that you're getting ready to start this, keep calling back so we can keep diving in. And you know how to find us. She definitely knows how to find us. We're not going to repeat all that. real quick. And we like that. See, some people feel funny about calling a lot. We encourage it.
We do.
We encourage
it. Yes,
call
I call a lot. I'm sorry. I call a lot.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, we really help me.
Your readings will get better, and we will be able to do them better.
And that's why on my website, my private sessions are so reasonable, because I don't want to, soak people for hundreds of dollars.
She's not trying to be the Hollywood psychic love.
No.
You know what? It would be great to have a private session. Right. I haven't looked at that.
Well, take a look. Go to our, go to the Facebook, look at the Psychic Love Doctor show. There's links and information on how to get to the webpage for all that.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, I definitely do that.
Here's your angel card reading. Gentleness, Archangel Sandalphon. I think this goes with the question. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Here's the kicker. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Yes, and one final.
It's the Switzerland thing.
One final word to you. Because we have to move on.
Yeah, we got.
But I have a very successful lawyer as a client. And I want to tell you, when she would switch law firms, you will not believe why women didn't like her. You will not believe this. Because her shoes were too pretty.
You got to go.
Can you believe that?
You know, life is life.
I believe
it. What it is.
Totally believe it.
She was able to wear those expensive, what is it, Louboutins?
I don't know.
All right, we only have a few minutes left in another caller.
Yeah, we
got to
get this another caller.
Congratulations.
Okay, all right, guys. All right, have
a
good one.
Yeah, hit us up
again.
You know
where.
Yep, hit us up.
Okay, bye-bye now. Oh, that's awesome.
Rock on. All right, we're going right away, right to 585. Excuse me, in the state of New York, 585.
New York.
You're taking us to the end.
Hi, Deborah.
We got to kind of pick up the pace. Sorry about that.
Oh, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, we only got a few minutes. You got to rock hard, rock fast.
Good to hear from you. This is a long time.
Quick.
He's a long time student of mine.
That's awesome. And we're sorry you only got a couple minutes, but you can hit us up again.
Yeah, but tell us.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if there's something in the cards, in terms of, I know like I called like a couple months ago and I feel like I was getting some momentum in terms of like my job search and like, had hunters and things like that. I feel stuck. I feel like things have stalled. And I've been doing like my readings, of course, and it's showing like I'm not really sure, like something is stuck.
So right now you feel like you're not going uphill or downhill. You're just kind of stuck in quicksand, the mud or whatever.
Like,
and you
like
want to break out of it.
Thing.
You don't want to be stuck. Nobody wants to be stuck.
Yeah, I wanted.
Yep.
I've got a really,
I
really
feel like,
good response for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And we're down to the about 5-minute mark. So
okay.
We got to.
Nicole, I'm
less than five. Less than five, actually. So
yes,
we got to.
I'm rushing here.
Are you, yeah, she's Russian.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Russian dressing. I love Russian dressing.
Yeah. All right.
Me too.
Well,
awesome.
Yes.
It is good stuff.
Very good. It's so close, hon. It's so close. Here's the thing. When people feel stuck, think about that caterpillar that goes inside of the, help me out here. Caterpillar to become a butterfly.
The metamorphosis thing. Yeah, you're transforming the metamorphosis from one phase to another.
And it isn't you that's in the process of change. It's all around you. So think of yourself as being a little ahead of your time. But, that time of being stuck is coming to an end for you. Right here in front of you, you know the three clubs. You know how cool that card can be. Right in front of you, Dennis. So I'm going to say, I'm going to give it, he's making me really hurry here.
I'm sorry, dude. Sorry, dude. It's News for the Soul. They have 24/7 content, so we actually have to end at a certain time.
You are going to end up in such a sweet spot that you're going to look back and be glad that you had all this time for everything to catch up with you. Okay.
Okay.
And if I had more time, I'd better explain
that. Sure, The last caller.
I totally understand,
But yeah. Dennis, you got a job coming too. It looks like there's been a reorganization of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you are taking a really hot spot. And it will come to you. You do not have to hunt it down. It's coming to you. So, Hannah, can't wait for your next phone call. I'm so sure
that
you're going to call and say, Deborah, I got it.
That way you'll get your ass out of that quicksand.
That's right. Now, Jim's got
Yeah, that's right.
Angel card for you.
Stand by for angel card reading. All right. Yes. Got to put me specs back on. It says, overcoming difficulties is a subject. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you. And you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Love it.
Wow, thank
love
you.
Love it. All right.
I love it, yes. Thank
That's
you so
cool.
much.
And yep, call us back more frequently. It'll help.
Yeah.
Will do.
You
will do.
It'll help both
definitely.
Of us.
All right, Carolyn. Take care.
We really recommend
thank
that.
Thank you.
Oh, and he's such a good, as a student, he was just remarkable. So now I guess we must bid you all
yeah, we got,
on
Yeah, we got about 2-3 minutes-ish, so I think the time has come to put the wrap.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap.
Got
to
get her done.
Well, we've so enjoyed this.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff was going on. We had electronic stuff on our end.
And
shit
Nicole?
Shit decides, I just want to update. Nicole's fighting heat because heat's the worst thing when it comes to electronics. And she's rearranging fans.
Oh, no.
And then she says right now that, all of a sudden everything's
sure.
working great now, right when we got to go.
Sure.
Murphy's Law.
Way, everybody, we love having you. You make Mondays sparkle for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Mondays, because they can be so blue.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Blah and blue. So I want to leave you with the words of my granny who taught me this. She always said, and remember, I just want to tell you, this woman only had a 6th grade education, but I think she was a true savant. I think that she had wisdom way beyond her own educational background. She used to always say, to dream is to believe. And when you believe, all things are possible. All things. I love that. And I love y'all for joining us. Please be here again next Monday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. And look at News for the Soul before we go. Take a look. Nicole's got some awesome stuff on there.
24/7.
Oh, yeah, really great practitioners.
From A to Z.
Mm-hmm. And some big names, too.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of other call-in shows.
That's
We're
right.
not the only call-in on her docket. No.
So take care. Have a safe week. See you next Monday. Bye-bye.
We're up on that dog.
Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.